Well, the U.S. has sharply criticized Libya for brutally cracking down on protesters. It's remained noticeably silent on the recent attacks against Iraqi dissidents. On Friday, tens of thousands of protesters participated in Iraq's largest protest in years. They demanded an end to corruption, shortages of jobs, food, power, and water.
احنا شباب حر ما منتمين لاي ايديولوجيه طلعنا نطالب.
We are free young men and we do not belong to a certain ideological movement, but we ask for simple legitimate demands that include the right of an education and the right of a decent life.
هؤلاء سرقونا المتخلفون المتخلفون سرقونا.
We are educated youths. There are a number of college students among us. The government has stolen our dreams. We are young men without dreams.
Although the protests were largely peaceful, authorities fired water cannons, sound bombs, live bullets to disperse the crowds as Iraqi army helicopters buzzed overhead. Officials estimated 29 Iraqis were killed, including a 14-year-old boy. Deaths were recorded in at least 8 places across Iraq, including Fallujah, Mosul, and Tikrit. Then on Sunday, U.S.-backed Iraqi security forces detained about 300 people, including prominent journalists, artists, and lawyers who'd taken part in the rallies. Four journalists who were later released said the soldiers from an army intelligence unit handcuffed, blindfolded, beat, and threatened them with execution. They were held in a room where hundreds of people sat on the floor with black hoods over their heads. Many were groaning, their shirts bloodied. The crackdown comes on the heels of Human Rights Watch report that singled out the targeting of journalists as a significant and ongoing problem in Iraq. In addition to journalists, women and detainees are suffering from increased human rights violations. We turn now to Ra'ed Jarar, an Iraqi-American blogger, political analyst. He's joining us from Erbil, Iraq.